It's time now for Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter, coming to you from the International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. International Christian Fellowship is a Bible-believing church that preaches the uncompromised Word of God and prays for you and your needs. Pastor Peter is bringing the message of salvation, healing, and deliverance throughout the world. Now, here is Pastor Peter.
Hello, praise the Lord, and welcome to Jesus is the Answer. This is Pastor Peter. I'm going to pray for you and your needs. And I believe that our God is going to supply all our needs according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Please call and someone will pray for you and your needs. Our God is doing signs and wonders and miracles and people getting saved, healed, delivered and set free. Try and see, you will be happy that you called. As you know that we are studying about the ministry of Saint Peter. Last program we learned that there was a man crippled in Lydda and he got healed. And his witness went around a couple of towns. And surrounding town, they believed Jesus Christ and there was a great revival in those towns. So Peter was happy and joyful and he wanted to spend some time in those towns. But then some two people came from Joppa and they wanted Peter to come to Joppa immediately. I don't think those people told Peter what was the reason, because there was a one lady, her name was Tabitha and her Greek name was Dorcas. But anyhow, her name was Tabitha, and in Greek they call her Dorcas. Now these two people came, but they never told Peter what was the reason. But this lady, this Tabitha or Dorcas, was a very good lady, God-fearing, spiritual, helping other people, making some clothes and giving to poor people. And she was very God-fearing lady. Her age is not given, but she became very sick. When she was sick, Peter was not too far from that town, but I don't think they thought that she is going to die. So they didn't call Peter. Here this lady dies. When she died, these people gave her a bath, changed her clothes, and took her to the upper room and put her on a bed. And some widows, they were crying and weeping, but some ladies or someone got the idea. Peter is in Lydda, he's not far away, let's call him. If the Peter's shadow healed the people, and recently we saw there was a crippled man got healed, so Peter could come and raise this Dorcas, so they call Peter. When Peter came, they took him to upper room. He went to the upper room and he saw the lady is dead. And they start telling good things about her. How good the lady was, what great things she did. And so they were weeping and crying for her. Peter told all of those people to go out of the room. And everyone left. There was only Peter and the dead body. So Peter went on his knee and started praying. We don't know what he was praying. It's not given what he prayed. But one thing we know, he prayed until he get the answer into his spirit. I think he might be saying, Lord, Elijah raised the child from the dead. Elijah did the same. And you raised so many dead people. And you said, the miracle I did, you will do also. So Lord Jesus, now help me to raise this lady. And he might be praying. But then the word of God says he turned his face towards this dead person. And then he said to her, Tabitha. And when he says Tabitha, the lady opened her eyes. And then he gave her a hand and he says, get up. And she saw Peter and she recognized him and she got up. And then he calls the people and say, come here. And they came up and then he present this Dorcas to them. And they were happy and joyful. I was thinking, why these people put the body in the second floor? But I think they heard all these people were raised. They were in the second floor. So they thought that's the way to keep the body there. But they had a faith. They gave her a bath. They gave her a new cloth. And they knew that if the Peter comes, Peter will raise her up. And by that faith, they called Peter. Not one person, so many people. And there were other believers also in Joppa. All people unitedly believe the same thing. If some person would have said, no, it's not going to happen. This lady is now middle-aged. She did all her part. She did her ministry. Maybe her work is finished. Why we want to bother her? Let her be in the house of God. Why we want to call her back? Some people think if they die, they go to heaven and they'll be a better place. Why we want to bother them to come back? But Paul says, if I die, it's a gain, I'll go to the presence of God. But if I live, I live for you. Because there are very few people are preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. This lady was doing great work, helping the needy, helping the poor, and doing great job. And the ladies, they wanted her help. They wanted her back. And so they begged Peter, please, do something, raise her up. And Peter prayed, and I believe in his spirit. When he thought, this is the time God wants to raise her, then he turned his face to her and told her to wake up. And she woke up. She saw Peter and she recognized Peter and he gave her hand and she was completely healed. Whatever the sickness was, now she was not sick anymore. She was not weak anymore. She was completely healed by the power of God. And this is the last miracle of Peter is recorded in the Bible. I think he might have done so many other miracles, but they are not recorded. John said, even the Jesus Christ did so many miracles, and they were not recorded, all of them. If they were recorded, there won't be any room for books to keep in any library, in the world's library. So Jesus was alone. Now his disciples are many, and they were doing signs and wonders and miracles. So they didn't want taking all the glory, but they wanted to let you and me know that God used his disciples. He used him to raise the lame man that wasn't lame from the mother's womb. Then his shadow healed so many people. Then he healed another crippled man. And then the last miracle we see, he raised lady from the dead. The complete ministry of healing worked in Peter's life. And so we cannot say the miracles are not happening. If the Peter did it, we can do it. The next thing we are going to learn about the Paul's ministry. But the point I'm making, Paul's ministry or Peter's ministry, they were all the disciples of Jesus Christ. There is nothing impossible for the believers. If you believe Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you could do the same thing. Today, if I try to tell you what other ministers are doing everywhere around the world, so many dead people are raised, so many sick people are getting healed, and there is a revival going on. But our media ministry in this world, they will not tell you what the Christian world is doing, what the Jesus disciples are doing, what the followers of Christ are doing. Even that they get killed and by some other people, those things are not recorded or published. Then how can they tell you the miracles of Jesus Christ? So the miracles are happening everywhere. So we believe that Jesus Christ gave the power to his disciples and he said, you will do the things I did and you will do greater things than what I did. So it is possible, as you believe Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior and you don't doubt, you will see the miracle hand of God. Now Peter lived many years. His death is not recorded in the Bible, but is recorded in another books. So I don't believe that only these three miracles and some shadow following, that's the only miracle happened. I believe other miracles might have happened, but they are not recorded. But even that this last miracle recorded, this lady was not a child. This lady was not a teenager. She was a middle-aged person. Peter could say, hey, she was a believer. She did great things. Her ministry is over. Why we want to bring her back? Let her be in peace. But because other people showed the faith that this lady can be rise again, God can give her life and God can use her the rest of the life for mightily, because she was maybe in a middle age. Today people are living, some people living 115, 110. I believe we can live 120 easily. But our life should be useful for the glory of God. If our life is not useful, then we're living in this world, we're wasting our time. People are thinking, why I'm living in this world? And some people are miserable. The other day I was listening to one story. The lady was so much in trouble. Her life was miserable. And she said, nobody loves me. Nobody cares about me. And I want to die. And she took the blade and she wanted to cut her wrist. Right away, from TV, the voice came, don't do it. And she thought, who is that? And she looked at the Jesus Christ was telling her, I love you. You don't have to die. And then that's all she heard. She gave her life to Jesus. And today she is saying, Jesus loves me. And my heavenly Father is my Father. And so, dear friends, what I'm trying to tell you, the life on this earth is very precious and very special if you live for Christ. But if you live for yourself, the life is miserable. People are thinking, let's enjoy the life. And there are people dying in young age. The babies are dying, middle age are dying. And many people are dying, and when they die, everything vanishes away. But God has given us life on this earth for His glory. Without God, our life is miserable. But with God, our life is useful for the glory of God. Look at this lady. She was middle-aged. She did all the things glorifying God. She was a believer. And she could have gone in peace. But the other people said, we want a person like her back. One person can make a difference. You have to be saying, Lord, I want to be like that person. I want to be like Peter. I want to be like Jesus. My life should be shining for the glory of God. The Word of God says, when you delight in the Lord, when you give your heart to the Lord, then He will make your life shining as a noonday. People are going to see Jesus Christ in you. God has called us with a definite high calling. In this world, we did not bring anything. Out of this world, we cannot take anything. The riches of this world, we're going to stay here. So what God wants from you? He wants your soul. He wants your life. When you give your life to God, your life will be no be the same. Then you can live for God for eternity. The eternity starts in the world. Jesus Christ created mankind, an eternal being. But person lives in this earth without God and without Christ and lives happily and joyful, thinking he is doing all right. But the day comes, the judgment day comes. The Word of God says in Hebrews 9 verse 27, it is appointed by God one day to die, after that the judgment. What we will do if we didn't do anything for God, if we didn't live any good life in this world, and when we die and we have to stand in the judgment seat or the time of the judgment, not a single man can say, I didn't do anything. The Word of God says everything is recorded. Your foul language or whatever you did, everything is recorded. And it's erasable. You cannot erase. Only it will erase when you commit your life to God and say, Lord, I'm sorry. Forgive all my sins and wash me with your precious blood. The Word of God says that's the time God will forgive your sins. There will be no record of your sins. There will be no judgment. And you don't have to stand before God for judgment, because our sins will be forgiven and forgotten. The greatest opportunity God has given to mankind. I don't care how long you lived in this world, in this earth. Maybe 50 years, 75 years, 90 years, and you never cared about God. This is your chance. When you're going to stand before God, what are you going to say? You're going to say, I didn't have time for God. But God is giving you time. Even your last second, lying on that deathbed, and someone comes and tells you the good news, and you give your heart to Jesus Christ, God will raise you from that deathbed, and you will live for Jesus Christ. This lady was actually dead, and they were waiting for burial. But somebody got the idea, call Peter. And they called Peter, and Peter didn't know what to do. He just knelt down and turned his face other side. He was not looking at a dead body. He was looking at God and said, Lord, what should I do? If God would have told her, job is finished, and now don't pray for her, she's okay with me. And Peter would say, then I'm sorry, I cannot do anything. God has to give life back to this lady. He did not demand the life. He did not pray in the name of Jesus, I tell you to rise. He didn't say anything. He just said Tabitha, her name, and she opened her eyes. Whatever he wanted to pray, he prayed before. Just like when you go for war, you don't go get training at the war. You get trained before you go into war. So that's why the believer, they have to fast and pray every day. Not when somebody calls you, somebody sick, and that's the time you're going to pray. You have to be praying every day. You should be ready all the time. And when Peter was praying and praying and praying, we don't know how long he prayed. But once his spirit said, now is the time, this lady, her spirit is going to come back. When he got faith, he raised her. Why he told other people to go out? Because those people were crying and weeping. When you cry and weep, that means you cannot bring that person back. That's why you cry. But the word of God says, we are not like an unbeliever just crying and weeping. The believers, when they die, they sleep. According to the 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, the trumpet will sound, the dead in Christ will rise when Jesus Christ comes. And the people who are alive in Christ, they will be transformed. That is a great hope for the believers. I didn't get a chance to pray for any dead person yet. Because when they are dying, they are going to heaven if they are believers. And if there is a person who is a murderer, killer, or troublemaker, nobody goes and raises that person back again. I never saw anybody like that. But the people who are born again Christian, and if they die, and their family, their friends, they want them back. I heard one lady, her husband died, she said, come back. I need you. Let your spirit come back. And the man came to life. The point I'm making, God has given us life for His glory. Are we using our life for the glory of God? See, this lady was using her life for the glory of God. So other people say, we don't want her to die. We want her to live. We don't know how long she lived. Maybe 100, 120. There is no record. But God extended her life to be useful vessel of God. If you never give your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ, and you are living for yourself, selfishly, and you don't have peace, you don't have joy, you are miserable, and you thinking to killing yourself, God loves you. God wants you to be changed. I met one man and he said, you know what? I'm going to kill myself. And I talked to him maybe 2 a.m. He said, I want to die. I said, fool can die. If you want to live, I'm going to pray for you. And that night, he gave his life to Jesus Christ and became an evangelist. The point I'm making, dying is easy. But living is hard. But with Christ, living is glorious and easy. Let's call upon Jesus and say, Jesus, please come into my heart. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. Please forgive all my sins and wash me with your precious blood. Touch me, Lord, and heal me for the glory of God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And amen. If you prayed this prayer, that means your sins are forgiven, your name is written in heaven, you belong to Jesus Christ, and this life, you're going to enjoy the life given by God. And you're going to tell somebody what Jesus Christ has done for you. And your life will be useful. You will enjoy the life in this world and the world to come. And if you have a burden for your family, your friends, see the other day one man got healed and he went to all surrounding towns and whole towns. They came to the Lord Jesus Christ. It is our responsibility. Why I'm telling this? As I told you, I want you, everyone who is listening to me, say, Lord, I want to be like Christ. I want to follow you and I want to do your will and I want to pray for others. Let's pray for your loved ones. Touch your heart or touch someone. And let's pray for the people who are suffering. They might have so much pain and they don't know what to do. Some doctor will tell them, I cannot do anything. The lady, she had a whiplash. She went to the doctor. They said, we cannot do anything. We can only give you a pain medication. But Jesus healed her. So the point I'm making, let's pray for others. Father, in the name of Jesus, all the listeners who are suffering with the pain and incurable disease, doctor told them we cannot do anything. But Jesus is the healer. You're going to touch them. You're going to heal them. And they are going to be your witness. If you can raise the people from the dead, you can heal those people who are alive. And let their life shine for the glory of God. In Jesus' name I pray, and I call it done. Amen and amen. Now, just think. Whatever disease, whatever the problem you have, you have to say, I'm healed. How do you say it? By faith. If you believe that you are healed, then you start doing the things which you are not able to do before. And God will do miracles. Now time is almost gone. May God richly bless you and use you more and more for His glory. Amen.
You've been listening to Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter of International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. If this program has been a blessing to you, please let Pastor Peter know. Write to Pastor Peter at Post Office Box 5033, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19111. Again, that's Pastor Peter, Box 5033, Philadelphia, PA, 19111. Pastor Peter and his prayer partners are taking your calls right now. The number is 215-342-3759. Again, that's 215-342-3759. You can also send email to icfprayerline@comcast.net. Every Sunday at 11 a.m., International Christian Fellowship has a worship service with communion and healing service. You can find more information at www.internationalchristianfellowship.org. This is a faith ministry. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. And please remember to tune in next time for Jesus is the Answer.